Nice.
That won't confuse me.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I got it. I got this.
Hold on a second.
You're going to be like, there it is. Oh, fuck.
You know what the problem is? Like, I can't put my legs together because I always squeeze my nuts.
Do you normally not do that?
No.
Are
it's
you
like,
trying not to do that?
No, because like when I do this,
yeah,
and I hold it, I like squeeze my nuts.
You Batman?
You Batman?
No, I just got a big old dick and balls, I guess. I don't know.
Seems more like a ball problem.
I have normal balls, I think. What? Something's off. The fan's off.
The fan's off. You want me to turn it on?
No.
You miss the noise?
I do, but I don't want the fan on.
Okay.
Because I am chilly.
I can send it somewhere
else. It's not
else.
Cold.
It's borderline cold.
No, it's like...
I would not say it's just cold. It's not hot.
No.
We can all agree it's not hot.
No, it's
hot.
Definitely not hot.
I had my hood on when I was sitting in here before you got here.
That makes sense for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hoods up.
I'm a big
hood up.
Hoods up guy.
Hood up. Guys, it's chilly.
What's the joke?
It's a little chilly.
The joke is, it's not hot. Gosh dang it, I would say it's not cold.
Yeah.
But it's not warm.
Right.
Which kind of only leaves one option.
It's chilly.
It's a little chilly.
It's a little chilly.
And that's what I get when I go to Wendy's. You know what I think?
Rudy, Rudy, do you have any plugs?
Oh, yeah, let's do upfront stuff.
Shut
guys.
The fuck up. You blew it already.
You shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah,
God damn it.
Plugs. Something to be announced in the future. Not right now, though.
Sweet.
It's like, I got plugs incoming. Yeah.
Nice. Speaking of incoming, dude. What the
R word's got impending plugs.
Impending plugs.
Pat, you got plugs?
Do I have plugs? Pat on the back. Go Pat check it out.
On the back.
You can listen to me crash out over and over again about the Buffalo Bills football season. It's horrible. Also, episode...
They're 4-2.
The episode that came out last week, because this comes out next week, for those of you who don't know, we record a week ahead of time. So new episodes come out on Tuesday, but we record them the Tuesday before for Rudy Tuesday, the Tuesday podcast.
Right.
So when this comes out, the Wednesday before that is when Pat on the Back came out, and I have a theory that I'm working on about the Cincinnati Bengals. They're racist, and I've got slight proof of that.
Who day?
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Who day?
Who they say gonna beat them Bengals? You don't know their chant?
I don't like the Cincinnati Bengals, no.
I thought that was the Saints. So the Saints stole it from the Bengals.
Really?
The Bengals had who day say gonna beat them Bengals.
Yeah.
And then the Saints did who dat. Who day say that beat them, something like that.
Yeah, I'll go goddamn Bobby Boucher. Yeah.
Those are both horrible. Those aren't good at all.
Well, the Bengals did it first in like the 80s.
It's still bad.
What's your chant, bud?
Yeah, what's the Bills chant?
It's the Bills chant.
Break that table.
Break that table.
Wide right.
Right.
Wide right.
Yeah.
Spit in her mouth. What is it, Pat? What is it, Pat?
I'll never tell.
Oh.
Oh.
Darn. That would have been riveting.
Well, I had a whole thing about the Cincinnati Bengals being racist, but you don't want to fucking talk
about
that.
I thought that was on Pat on the Back.
It is on Pat on the Back.
How much of your podcast?
But no, it's a teaser, but you want to talk about fucking chance? What the fuck are we talking about?
All right, hit your teaser for your 9-minute plug for your Pat on the Back. Let's not even get into this podcast
sorry, I got something to plug.
Hit it.
What the fuck you got?
Something to plug.
Plug it.
October 23rd, Abracadabra, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Bring your own beverage. Very excited for that. And by the time this comes out, that'll be in a few days. So, Rudy's party.
Woo!
What are you going to your party as?
You really want to know?
I don't.
Is it better as a surprise, or are the listeners going to want to know? Okay.
I'm going to be Sabretooth from X-Men.
Gay. Breck. I was saying that no matter what you said.
Well, I was gonna go as Wolverine.
You guys could. That'd be cute.
It would be cute.
It would be cute.
I don't have a costume.
You don't have, you're just going to show up?
He does this every year. What do you mean?
No, I throw something together at the last minute and I go, that's good enough. Do you not remember my iconic costume last year? You weren't there last year.
I didn't go last year. I had to work.
You don't remember my iconic costume from last year?
Iconic.
No. Tell me about the iconic costume.
Rudy, you remember it?
Yeah.
What was it?
Breck and a wig.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you do remember. No, I was a female doctor.
Yeah.
And there was blood on my shirt, but not because I'm on my period.
That's what he said every time somebody asked him what he was.
How many people got that off the rip?
None.
No.
Not very good costume. If one person doesn't get it, it's not a good costume, dude.
I wasn't really anything to get. I just didn't have anything. I had a lab coat, I had a wig, and I had red paint. And I
Why
said,
did you have a lab coat?
Why do you have a wig?
Why do you have red paint?
That's when he's POV watching from the girl's point of view, dude. He throws the wig
on. The wig was a sketch that I did for a YouTube video. Not worth it. The lab coat was also for a sketch that I never used.
Nice.
And then I got red paint because... what was your teaser?
My teaser?
Yeah, didn't you have a teasy?
Didn't you say you had a teaser? Teaser, barely know her. Oh, well.
We're talking about the Cincinnati Bengals being racist thing. We've already...
Oh, we can move off from that?
Yeah.
Well, we said it was a pat on the back thing, which I agree. But we could talk about it if you want, but it's going to be on my...
No.
Literally tomorrow at 7 a.m., we're going to be talking about how racist the Cincinnati Bengals are.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
What I do want to talk about is that I have a theory.
Okay.
Now, when was the last time you would say the world was right?
Give me an example. I don't even know
like,
what
you know
that
how
means.
2024, baby.
Like, you know how people...
The invention of the Kawasaki Ninja.
You know how people are like, oh, ever since Harambe died.
Oh, yeah.
2016.
So do you think like 2016 is around the time shit started to go downhill?
No, I 100%. Think it was 2012 when the CERN super collider turned on and fucking sent us all into a parallel universe.
I thought you meant 2012, that John Cusack movie.
That too, yeah.
Also, not a good movie.
Not a good movie.
Oh, that's
I liked
fun though.
I liked Knowing.
Knowing was good.
Knowing was fun.
Knowing was
fun. I have not. I've seen that maybe once.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. Yeah, I like younger Nicolas Cage.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider. National Treasure.
Ugh.
I put on
The Rock.
I put on Ghost Rider 2 in the background
Con
when
Air.
Me and my girlfriend were
not good.
Raising Arizona.
See, but that era of Nick Cage.
Superior.
Well, no, he was a Ghost Rider, and he was torturing someone for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you're going to want to deal with me. But he's in there. He's scratching at the door. He's scratching at the door!
Yeah, he's a buffoon.
He's awesome. That's why
it.
I think I love him.
I love it.
Because you never know what Nick Cage you're going to get.
I think the last like genuinely good, weird movie that he did was...
The Color Purple. The
Color Out of Space.
Yeah.
What?
It was an H.P. Lovecraft adaptation.
Yeah, he wasn't great in Long Legs.
Didn't watch it. The most recent Nick
Cage. Mommy!
The most.
Daddy!
That's literally all I remember. Screaming.
The most recent Nick Cage movie I think I watched was The Immense Weight of Massive Talent, or whatever it is,
that was
Pedro Pascal.
It felt egregious.
It was a weird movie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was thinking of the dream one.
Oh, I have seen that dream scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was all right.
That wasn't bad. It was weird.
I've never seen that.
It was all right.
It was really weird. He plays a guy who keeps showing up in people's dreams.
Yeah.
Like Freddy Krueger?
No, it's unintentional. He's often just an observer, but he's there.
Oh, that happens to me too.
And then he fucks
in people's dreams.
Yeah, and then he fucks this girl, and she's like, "It's not like the dream." And I think he jacks off.
Nice.
I don't remember. I think he tried to like finger her, and it didn't work out. She was like, "Not about it," because he in real life he's a super awkward. Well, because he's like balding with when wears fucking sweater vests and shit. Like he's not like a. And he's like in his 60s. He's not like a holy shit, this guy's hot as fuck.
Well, it isn't.
He's not Con Air Nick Cage.
Exactly.
True.
He's not Green Beret
True.
Nick Cage.
Con Air Nick Cage can fuck.
So 2016, are we saying, when shit started to go down?
For me, 2016 feels like a real benchmark year of like, wow, this shit sucks.
Yeah.
That could be because I graduated from high school that year and then went to basic training. And then in 2017.
From there for me.
And then in 2017, I deployed. So it could have been.
And then 2018,
2018, I did a ton of more military stuff.
Okay, 2019, you?
Are you talking about me getting married?
Some of you getting divorced. I think you're married at this point. I'm not going to lie.
I think I got married in 2018. I think.
Wait, so when I asked you what you did in 2018, you're like, not a goddamn thing.
Well, because now I'm putting the pieces of my mind back together. And
after I spread them all over this fine garage.
And so I'm pretty sure I got married in 2018.
We're back. Okay, so here's what I'm getting at.
Hit me with it.
Right, 2016, things start to feel off.
A little bit.
100% Harambe.
2020?
Harambe, R.I.P.
I think we could all admit 2020 is when shit.
Yeah, we
just
had COVID and the riots.
Well, I'm just saying 2020, I think, is when shit got... 2016, everyone was like, something's off. And then 2020 was like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
And here's what I want to correlate it to.
Okay.
And now, how would you say we're doing right now?
Poorly. Pretty good. Individually, poorly.
Oh. But yeah. As a country, as a whole,
better.
I would say we're doing all right. We're getting back.
I would say we're getting the economy from a purchaser's point of view still feels a little fucked. I think interest rates are a little wonky. I mean, the housing market is atrocious.
I saw gas for $2.56.
Where'd you see that?
Either things are getting better or I'm just getting used to the inflation.
I think things are getting slightly better. The problem
incremental.
Problem with my individual perspective is that the majority of COVID, I lived in Texas, which is significantly cheaper than it is in New England already. So it's hard for me to gauge what are prices like.
But can we all say that it's getting back?
Yes.
A little bit. So here's what I want to correlate.
Hit me with it.
2016.
I swear to God, if he's like, here's what I want to correlate it to. I think big tits are back. I'll fucking lose my fucking mind.
I think dragons are hatching. No.
We're living in Reign of Fire.
No. No. I'm just saying that I think 2016 is when things got shaky. 2020 is when things got bad. And 2025 is when things got better. I feel like the country is kind of dictated by how well the Patriots are doing.
Jesus
Christ. Holy shit.
I thought we were and right now, there. The Pats are back on top.
Back on top.
Back on top. Number one in the AFC.
Back on top.
And
brother.
So I'm just saying, if you want to correlate it to something, I think 2016 is when things in the Patriots organization start to feel a little wacky. We did win two more Super Bowls, but that's Tom Brady. And then, you know, once he left in 2020, everyone was like, yikes. And then when things got bad in 2023, everyone was like, well, Bill Belichick's gone now. What are we going to do? Right. And now in 2025, we have a solid coaching staff, a solid young quarterback, and I think just the country is healed.
It's America's team.
It's America's team.
It's not. But it should be.
So...
America's team.
Touch and toe.
We're going to sit here and say that the New England Patriots are America's team.
Yeah, Pat, I don't know what else you'd call them.
How the fuck would they be America's team? For one, I agree, it's not the Cowboys, okay? But America's team is the team that everyone can root for. So it's not the fucking Chiefs either.
No.
And no fucking way is it the Patriots, because everyone hates the fucking Patriots, dude. The only people who like the Patriots live in fucking New England. They're sheltered and been listening to Dave Portnoy talk for 25 years about how good they are.
It's more states than any other team, though.
Is it?
By the numbers, yes. New England is 13 states.
No.
5 states.
I thought it was three.
3 states?
Brothers? We serious right now?
How many is
it? How the fuck am I supposed to know how big New England is?
It stops at New York.
What?
Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine.
That's 8. 7.
That's 6.
6.
Pretty close.
I was pretty close a couple times.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
He works at a school. Pretty close.
How many original colonies were there?
13,
yeah, okay. I remember that.
I remember.
And you thought
flag.
All of them were New England?
Yeah.
You thought Georgia?
Where the fuck else would they be?
It makes sense.
It does make sense.
It makes sense.
Why would New England not be the first 13 colonies, dude? It's New England.
It's New England.
It makes sense, dude.
It does, but then you have to think, like, you guys thought that Georgia could be part of
I didn't know which all comers. I didn't know which college.
Fuck it, California.
Okay. Guys, what are we doing?
I didn't know.
Louisiana Purchase.
I didn't know which colonies were part of the 13 colonies. Also didn't know which states were part of New England. I knew Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Massachusetts. After that, I was like, a bit of a blur. Who knows?
Vermont. We're in one of them right now.
Rhode Island. I said that one.
Oh, all right. Yeah. My bad. I wasn't paying attention.
The only reason
live in one and I live in the other.
Yes, I know our three and then New Hampshire, because when I was in the Army, one guy from New Hampshire, he was like,
live free or die.
He was like, Connecticut's not really part of New England. I was like, yes, it is. And he was like, is it though? And I was like, I fucking hate you.
I hate those arguments.
I was like, you insult everything that I have stood for my entire life.
Including the
prepare
bills.
To be bested in the form of physical combat.
His name was Pat Tillman.
This town ain't big enough for two Pats.
I showed him, dude.
I showed him.
Did you just shoot Pat Tillman? Yeah, it was a thing we had going on.
It was a whole back and forth about Connecticut.
This is going to come really full circle on a podcast in 15 years.
This kid that I haven't met yet is going to make a real good joke about
real
it.
Real good joke. Hey, you guys think I should move back and start comedy?
Yeah.
You're dead, yeah. Pat.
Oh, fuck.
You're in the ground right now.
I shot the wrong Pat.
Pat shoots himself. Maybe I misread the situation. Please call for help. But yeah, so I just think that now that the Patriots sit at number one in the AFC East,
mm-hmm.
and likely to stay there, given our schedule.
Yes.
Maybe this is when America comes back. Maybe we're making America football again.
Okay, so no. I will say this. Do you guys have a real shot at winning the AFC East?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But that's because two of those teams are dog shit, and you currently hold the tiebreaker.
Hey, yeah, we might have fans there.
But that's also been the Bills for the last 3 years. Yeah, dog shit to compete with.
Yeah, we weren't losing to the AFC East. We were losing to the Chiefs.
Yeah, you were.
So... Fuck yourself. But the Patriots aren't back. They're going to get to the playoffs. They're not ready to handle the playoffs. Drake May is too young. The team is not a full, well-built roster. They can't hang when it comes to competing with playoff teams. Do you want to know a little...
Like who?
Like the Bills in the playoffs. Do you want to know a little fun fact about your fucking glorious Patriots? They've beaten one team this season above 500. That's not a good team. Okay. You know who the Bills beat?
The Ravens.
The Ravens.
Do you mean the...
The full strength Ravens.
The 1-4 Ravens?
They're 1-5. The full strength Ravens. When everyone thought they were good. Right, and we had the greatest comeback in NFL history.
Hey, Pat, you know what Thought did?
Yes, we did.
It didn't.
What?
I said, you know what Thought did? It didn't. That's what my dad always says. I don't know what it means. But
I don't either.
I don't know what that means either.
That's what you have?
Yeah.
Pat.
That's all I got.
Your father speaks in riddles.
Yeah.
I know not what he says.
Your father seems like a smart man.
He's just turning to NPCs.
Your father seems like a smart man. You see his dad, he's just grinding potatoes. Really?
Are you just trying to bait me into fucking getting pissed off again?
Sure.
Yeah. You didn't get that from the first thing he said.
I just thought he was just talking a little bit of shit, but now this whole America's team thing, I'm like, yo, go fuck yourself, dude.
Who do you think is America's team?
The Bills.
Yeah, you would.
How are they not? They're the most blue-collar team in the fucking league.
No, the Dolphins.
The Dolphins? Mike McDaniel wears fucking capris.
The Green Bay Packers.
The Green Bay Packers? They don't even have an owner. That doesn't fucking count. Look at Jordan Love.
The Bears.
You're going to tell me that guy's, oh, that's all blue-collar working American right there? No.
You think any of the people on the football field are hard-working American?
Josh Allen.
Brother.
Oh, my gosh.
Brother,
If he wasn't a fucking quarterback, he'd be a movie star. What are you talking about?
Are you kidding
about?
Me?
The guy is an Adonis.
He grew up on a farm.
Okay. Where do you think Pedro Pascal came from? Probably a mud hut. Look at his last name. I'm just saying.
Oh, that was
that was crazy.
That's crazy, dude. That was so that's unnecessary.
Crazy, dude. I like you, but that's crazy.
Jesus.
That's crazy, dude.
Pedro's a good guy, dude. Like,
I don't know. I've seen some things.
That's
dude.
Anxiety.
Right.
He's Mr.
Yeah,
Fantastic.
I touch hot women inappropriately when I get anxious, dude.
He does it to everyone. You guys just don't look at when it's not a hot woman because no one cares about those people.
He's never done it to me.
He's also never done it to unattractive women.
Yes, he has.
When?
Who?
That girl from, I can't remember her name, Bella Ramsey.
He groped her?
He groomed her?
I don't think he groped her. I think he touched her for comfort.
That's also a crazy thing to say. It's also a crazy thing to say.
Is this an anti-Pedro Pascal podcast?
Yeah, what are we doing?
No, it's not.
An APPP?
Yeah.
This is a two-thirds anti-Pedro Pascal podcast. I'm not in that
camp.
Give
me two more beers and then I'll be
I'm
full
not in
anti-Pedro.
I'm just saying.
I'm not in that camp.
Should have built that wall soon.
You know who was in that camp?
He was really good as Joel.
And Frank.
Made me cry.
How many out-of-pocket things do we say?
I mean, I said one that you guys didn't hear.
Oh. I'll hear it in edit.
We're pretty wild. We're pretty wild. If we're just going to double down and put it all on the table. I yelled. Today at work, I yelled at a 63-year-old cancer haver when he asked me how good Josh Allen was. I yelled at him pretty aggressively. And I don't regret it, okay? He deserved
it
for his line of questioning.
You know what's funny?
What?
Is that eventually, possibly, will watch this when that guy is dead.
Yeah.
I didn't say who it was.
I know.
I work with a lot of older gentlemen.
What's his last name?
I don't know.
What's his social security number?
I would know his social security number, not his last name. Think about your questions.
You're being ridiculous right
being
now.
Ridiculous now.
I knew an old guy named Lenny that would come
Me
to
too.
Us on a FedEx truck. Well, he also shit his pants a bunch.
Oh, mine's dead.
Lenny.
Lenny.
Same dog. He brought me $1,000 in like Beirut money. And I was like, thanks, man.
This is $12.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I thought you meant
it's like a retard collection.
Yeah.
You know how they collect things that don't matter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they don't understand that acorn tops mean nothing.
Is he a squirrel?
Yep.
Why am I being so mean?
I don't know. I kind of like it, though.
Hey, I have a surprise for you guys. You want to see it?
Yeah.
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 If you play your dick
I was just thinking the same thing.
I would be happy.
No, close your eyes.
Oh, he's serious.
Can we take guesses?
Do I need hands out for this? Like, what is... Okay.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Pat, you want to take a guess?
Yeah,
I know exactly what it
but
is.
But you go first. Wait. You know exactly what it is or you have a strong guess?
I know exactly what it is.
Fuck, I don't have a guess at all. Is it Natalie Portman's underwear?
Surprisingly, no.
Damn it, all right.
Crazy.
That would have been really
cool. I'm
going
to say either merch, a t-shirt that he made, or a sign with the Ed, Edd n Eddy logo made.
My mom got me this for my birthday.
Rudy Tuesday
what
established...
The hell? Show the people. Wow. Is that going to have to be our logo now? It's very basic.
No, it's just a cool sign to have, dude.
Oh, that's awesome. No, please don't. She's already seemed mad at me when she talked to me.
Dude, she got mad at me at the 4th of July party because she thought I was the one that set fireworks off in the garage. I was the last one to leave. She goes, "You're the one that set fireworks off in my garage?" I was like, "No." She's like, "I know it was you." I was like, "It wasn't me. What the fuck is this?" Like, yeah, she got legit, like, pissed at me. Rudy had to come to my defense and be like, it wasn't him.
I was like, I promise it was not.
And she was like,
Pat.
Okay, then give me a hug. And was like, you get home safe. I was like, what the fuck?
She's
she
Italian.
She literally went, hey, you little shit, get over here.
Yeah.
She's Italian.
Fuck?
She's Italian.
Yeah, but it wasn't me. The guy who did it looks nothing like me.
I don't know if you know how Italians work. We don't care who it was.
Yeah.
It's who we think it is.
Yeah, it's how they feel.
Why would I have done that?
Because you're an Irish.
They don't need to apply. Do you realize that?
Need not.
But so what?
We don't trust you.
Sorry.
But the guy who had a fucking cop mustache and gray hairs and he's 24 years old, we're going to trust him? That's suspect as fuck. And that's the guy that did it.
My mom's dad was a cop.
That's why.
My mom's dead.
That's why. Your mom's not dead.
No.
She's met her at that
she's a good lady.
Dumbass hot wing contest.
You're just mad because I won.
I'm not mad because you won. I'm mad because it was a dumb contest.
I was worried that was going to be wet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I do like is that you took out the logo halfway through this book.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Well, we need the big reveal.
Yeah, we need a big reveal.
I'll be honest.
Should we all do the Pog Champ face around it?
I don't know if we're going to be able to see it with all the different.
We'll figure something out.
Colors
we'll figure
going
something
on.
Out.
Yeah,
I'm going to put something up there.
I think it needs to be a blank background.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thinking red.
Red.
Red. He's thinking red.
I am red.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know.
I did actually, Rudy, you sent one too that I was interested in.
Yes.
What are Allen tutorials?
I know exactly what they are.
Do you?
I'll take another guess. We're playing a guessing game. I'll take
I love guessing games. We're a guessing podcast.
It's the...
It's fine. And we're back.
And we're back.
What are they? It was an Allen tutorial.
Okay, so back in 2012, I believe. Funny enough.
There was a movie about that. John Cusack.
I think it was about this.
I brought that up earlier.
What did he say?
He brought it up.
I brought that up earlier.
That was my joke.
I'm sorry. I thought we were closing circles.
And that was
my reference.
Anyways. So back in 2012, there was this guy. He started a YouTube channel called Allen Tutorials, right? Yeah. And it started off seemingly innocent enough, right?
Okay.
So it seemed like comedy because he would do these ridiculous tutorials and then something weird would happen in the background and he would react to it and then the tutorial would end, right? But over the course of a couple of years, people started to notice that the tutorials got less and they made less sense. And the things around Allen started to deteriorate. So it started off with like one video was him with a ruler and it was like nailed to a table and he's like trying to measure something and like draw it out, right? And then while he's doing that, there's banging on his door like hard, like somebody's trying to get in his house and he's like, hello? And no answer, right? Then he starts doing it again. Hello? Same thing. He does it like three or four times and then the video cuts out, right? A couple years later, he's rolling around in this dilapidated building and there's trash everywhere and you can just hear him like giggling and like saying like, these are Allen's tutorials. These are Allen's tutorials. And he's just like painting like this weird shit on the wall and he's got like, it looks like shit and blood all over his hands. And he's just like, these are Allen's tutorials. You guys ready for another tutorial? And he's just like, it sounds like he's losing his fucking mind.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, cuts out. Nobody ever finds out who this guy is. They never find out what the fuck was wrong with him. He just disappeared.
That was the last one?
That was the last one. He just started going crazy. There was holes in the walls. He was just painting all over his walls. And then eventually, he just disappeared. No one ever heard from him again.
Well, that's because he's dead.
Probably.
Self-inflicted, most likely.
One would assume.
Yeah.
Or he was taken by whatever was chasing him.
The Illuminati.
Mm.
He was taken by those little tree elves that make cookies.
He knows too much. He knows too much about us.
No.
We must take Allen.
It was a long con.
You think it was a long con?
Of course it was.
Or it was a lunatic.
It sounds like he was
Could have been
lunatic.
A lunatic.
I'd have to see it, but it sounds like a guy that, an art student that had an idea. We'll watch some after this. But write it down, because we always forget after we say that.
Well, it's in the chat.
Ginger.
It's in the chat.
Ginger.
Yeah. No, this is a phone podcast. Hmm. But
Pulling up my nudes.
Yeah, it just sounds like a guy that had a really cool... That sounds really cool.
Yeah. It was super interesting to watch the, like, explanation.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like...
And then...
What is a better... Think about it.
Yeah.
What is better than a live documentary?
Oh, I know.
You think you're, if you truly believe that Allen's tutorials are real.
Right.
And you're fully bought in. What is better entertainment and fascination in your life than watching a man slowly deteriorate?
Yeah. Well, it's like that guy on
Josh
TikTok.
Allen.
Chris Chan.
Jesus Christ.
Chris Chan. We lost my Chris Chan questions. Pretty pissed.
Yeah. But it's like that guy on TikTok that says he's a time traveler and that he's traveled to a time where there are no more people. And he just walks around cities completely devoid of people.
Are you retarded?
Yeah.
Could be.
You think...
I actually have to pee, too.
Jesus Christ.
You do, too. What do you mean? That's why you're getting up.
Nothing like dropping your fifth layer to get down to your fourth layer.
Talking about that, you think about a five-layer burrito?
Oh, brother.
A beefy five-layer burrito?
They don't make those anymore, do they?
I don't think so.
Do they? You get ass nice.
I'm going to have one tonight, probably.
Make me a five-layer burrito.
Would you eat me?
I'd eat me.
I wouldn't eat me. I wouldn't eat you.
Come on.
Why?
Come on.
Seems like a lot of work.
That's all the work's done.
What is... What?
I don't know.
You filleted yourself?
Yeah.
Please eat me now. Please.
I took off one of my legs. One of my legs. And I'm like, I want you to have this.
No, I prefer an arm.
You want what? No, I need the arms.
Yeah, but your
He's
leg.
He's a janitor.
How's I'm a janitor. I need my arms.
How's he supposed to work without two arms?
Yeah, but if I get a leg, where in your leg?
I'm going.
Mid-thigh.
Yeah.
Above or below the knee?
Above knee.
Above knee?
Above knee, down.
Yeah.
That's going to be a terrible prosthetic to get used to.
That's all right. I'm doing it for you, baby.
All right. I just feel like you have all that fake shit in your knees.
I don't have any fake shit in my knees.
What's in your knees?
They took all the cartilage out. I have no cartilage in my knees.
That's actually pretty good. You already decartilized it?
Yeah.
Cartilagized?
Yeah. That's like a chicken wing without the worst part.
I think that's the best part of the chicken wing, but all right.
The cartilage?
Yeah, I love it.
You think the cartilage is the best part of like a drumstick?
I like the chewies.
You're fucking gross. Are you kidding me?
You ever eat the marrow inside one?
No, it's going to make me throw up thinking
about
it.
Yeah, crack one of those suckers up, dude.
A splinter goes down your throat. You choke like a dog.
You
choke like a beagle.
Are you one of those fat... You're one of those fat retards that sucks the meat right off. Like, you just eat the whole thing and go...
Yeah, you don't remember me at the fucking contest, dude? That's
no,
how
I
ate
don't.
All my chicken wings.
That's disgusting,
I literally
dude.
Went...
That's
joke.
So gross.
I know what I'm doing, dude.
That
rancid.
Is so
yeah,
gross.
It's
I hate that.
Hot.
No, it's not.
It's a little hot.
It's disgusting.
No, I like a man that knows how to eat it.
That's how I got the black, dude.
It's true.
You said that's how what?
That's how I got the black.
Oh, I thought, was that like the color of your diabetes foot? What do you mean?
Two things can be true at once.
Yeah.
But I
would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have it prepared any way you want.
Steak tips.
Yeah, of course.
I think if you're gonna eat human, it has to be steak tips.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Pat?
Well,
why? Let me get into it. Good. You can saute every inch.
I feel like this is not the first time we've talked about cannibalism on this podcast.
No, this is the first time we're getting super specific about it, though.
Yeah, okay. No, I've never thought about how to prepare it. There's just the question, would I? It's maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
You
think you're better than me?
Keep drinking.
You think you're better than me?
We're going to.
Left hand.
Golly.
Do I think I'm better at you than at shooting Millers?
Miller shooting?
Yeah.
Miller shooting?
Boy, you think I'm better than you at Miller shooting? Goddamn right I am.
Clarice. I also wanted to talk about...
Yeah. Buttered sausage.
Split tongues.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I did want to talk about... Don't think I haven't noticed you slurp your beer into that microphone at least six times already.
Yeah, dude, he does
you
all
think
the
I
editing.
Did, you don't think I clocked that shit going in? You're not clocking that right now? I forget what he says.
I'm fully aware.
I'm fully erect.
I'm standing on business right now. You're not clocking that I'm standing on business?
What are you talking about?
No one says clocking. Everyone says
Justin
tracking.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber is the worst.
He's broken.
You know what?
He's a broken man.
You know what
boy.
I hate the most
His boyfriend's
about-
in jail.
What?
Did he? Yes, he did.
You know what I hate the most about Justin Bieber, and then we'll go back to your topic. Okay. I hate that every now and then I'll hear a Justin Bieber song and I'm like, I fucking don't hate that. That's pretty catchy.
It's pretty good. Yeah. It's not bad.
Not bad, boyfriend? Dude.
Oh.
If I was your boyfriend, I would never see my phone. I'd like to be everything you want. Hey, girl, let me talk to you. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
You know, me and my buddies actually choreographed a song to that.
That's too much. I just like it.
The joke isn't
That's
funny anymore.
Too much. Listen, you could sing the song, and I want to hear about your gay dance.
Yeah, all right. No, I think, okay, so here's the weird part. I did do a YouTube video on Justin Bieber.
Okay.
It's privated now because it was terrible, but... I know a lot about the boobs.
Probably too much.
Well, you know when he was found, how he got founded?
Usher.
No.
Ludacris.
Usher, baby.
No.
Ludacris.
No.
Diddy.
No. Wow. A music
Disney Channel.
A music record executive or something was just online on YouTube and was watching kids sing, found Justin
Bieber.
Totally
normal shit, yeah.
Scooter. That's the same guy that Taylor Swift took to court for the...
Album,
Scooter something.
Oh, they have a brand.
Scooter McGavin.
Yeah. Scooter McGavin.
They've got a brand. They've got a brand.
Yeah, but so he found
kids
him
music,
and then I think it's
Hot Kids.
I forget
brand.
What it was, but I think it's like Scooter asked if he could like meet Justin and hear him sing, and his mom was like, no. But then she prayed on it and she was like,
sure.
I'm pretty sure that's happened.
God wants me to have a shit ton of money.
I'm upset with Justin Bieber about
why. Move, bitch, get out the way.
Justin Bieber owned a monkey and then he lost in Germany and never went to go get it. He lost it at customs.
Oh,
like they took it from him.
It's his emotional support monkey.
How the fuck was he supposed to get it back? You want him to go back to Germany and just, what, run into the same problem?
What?
I just thought of something I can't say.
Yeah, me too.
I thought of so many things I can't say.
He brought Usher.
Historically speaking, the Germans don't really like monkeys all that much, dude.
Bad guys. Good guy. Good guy. My favorite
guys,
superhero is Captain America, Steve Rogers.
If you watch
good
this
guy,
podcast, realize we're like a bar. You're going to be taking shots.
Yeah. Yeah. Shots will be taken. And you're going to have fun.
Or you're not. And
you're going
to
hate us.
You're
going
to send us to my job.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck.
I'll talk shit about my boss right now.
Yeah, I won't. I work in too small of a company. I won't.
I work at a big company. And I'll talk about my direct. I'll talk about my direct supervisor.
The biggest company.
I'll shit my pants right here in this podcast.
Will you?
Oh,
how much would someone have to pay you to shit your pants on command?
100% on command. But
well,
I'm not,
it's
like what the
well,
hell
it's
is
like
that?
If someone comes up to you and is like,
no, you have a big meal and somebody's like, hey, just so you know, at the end of this, I'm going to pay you X amount of dollars to shit your fucking britches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like if you have to take a shit and then someone comes up to you and is like, brother, I will give you blank to shit your pants right now.
What's the number? And it can't be a ridiculous amount of money.
No, yeah. You want a realistic number.
I want a realistic number.
I'm trying to gauge to a realistic number.
Same.
Because I have shit my pants as an adult for free for no one.
For the love of the game.
For the love of shit denim everywhere. I did it for the fans in the stands, goddammit. I did it for the little kid. This is his first time seeing someone shit their pants. I called my shot, goddammit, and I took it.
Oh, my God.
It slid out my trousers and left a little bit on the floor. I'm a goddamn hero, and I won't hear any goddamn slander.
That's so funny.
I'm the luckiest man in the goddamn world. I shit my pants, not because I get paid for it, but because I love it.
Definitely don't love it when
now
it happens.
Sign my
I've
check.
Got a wild story about one time when I shit my pants, though.
God.
So how much would it realistically cost?
Yeah.
I have a couple questions. Do I have to do it like in public or can I do it at home?
Public.
Public. It's going
to
be public.
Do I get to have a change of clothes or do I have to ride home in that?
Ride home. And I would say that it's not like, okay, I shit my pants in my car and I'm driving back. No, it's you shit your pants in a public place. You have to be in that public place for 10 minutes.
Oh, that's a long time.
5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Well, but if it's 10 minutes, it's 10 minutes. It just changes the number. That's a long time I'm to have saying, shit in your pants.
Well, here's that's fair. But I'm also saying,
like, from a general.
Any time is too much time to have shit in your pants.
Except when you wipe.
What do you mean?
So imagine that.
Literally any amount of time that is immediately gone is too much time to have shit in your fucking pants, dude. Well,
so imagine how long 10
One,
minutes is.
Two, three. All right, I can't do this anymore.
This all feels wrong.
Holy shit.
Well, because my thing is, I want you to do it in public because I don't want someone to be like, yeah, I'll shit my pants like in my car.
Yeah.
No, you need to have the shame of shitting your pants in public.
We're paying for the shame.
Which is totally fine, but it does dictate the number.
Okay. So it's like, but how long does he have to be
in the shit pants?
Maybe 2 minutes.
2 minutes and then I get to leave? But I have to drive home in the shit pants?
No, you got to clean up in front of everybody.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
That would raise
that's
the number
crazy.
Way
that's
up.
So that's, much money.
That's where we go into unrealistic.
Yeah,
numbers.
That's unrealistic.
And you have to look at them and go, oops, sorry.
Oh, baby made it stinky.
20 realistically, shit my pants.
Walk around for about 2 minutes, then be able to go home. You got to drive in it.
And I have to drive in it?
Yep.
Well, the nice thing is your gait isn't going to change at all.
That's true.
He already kind of walks around like he's going to shit in his pants, dude.
Oh, gait.
Gait, yeah.
What'd you think? You thought he said gape?
A gate.
Oh, gate. Doesn't really affect the way you go through the gate.
I shit my pants, throw me the gate. Dude,
I live in the fucking woods, dude. You think I got a fucking gate?
Mom, I don't have time for the latch.
He tries fucking with the latch. He fucks it up a couple times. I got shit in my pants.
I'm not fucking around anymore.
Dad, get the bathroom gun out because I will use it right now.
Somebody get the hose.
So if I were to give you a realistic number,
Brenda!
A realistic number on what that would be.
Yeah.
I think I have
$5,000.
Really?
Really?
Because I have to get in my car after. Yeah. Yeah. If I could change on location, probably like we'll
you
say
can
two,
lay something
we'll say,
down on your seat so you don't get it on your seat.
It's still because the smell is gonna. It's
you don't get that out.
Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger?
And I'm assuming yes. In this instance, it's going to linger.
I
so
know I put my pants for you.
My chest hurts.
So
well, no, you can air your car out. You can drive home with the windows down.
Yeah, but you got to fit, like you're squishing it in. It's seeping into your skin.
Yeah, your skin, not your car.
But what about my pants? What if I got to throw away the
your
pants?
Your number's five you grand.
I got to buy new pants.
Your number's $5,000.
See,
five
I grand. Wasn't going to go that high.
Oh, brother.
I don't think $5,000 is that ridiculous.
It's not.
For the public shame of like, so like you got to think this isn't like some, this is some guy coming up to you in your situation and being like, I'll give you $5,000 to shit your pants right here and stand in it and then drive home. And you'd be like, okay.
$5,000, yeah.
We talk about the real topics on this fucking podcast, dude.
But what's your number?
$25,000.
$2,500?
Yeah. No, $25,000. I'm buying a new car.
$25,000?
$25,000. I'm buying a new car.
Oh, $5,000 is so high.
You're insane.
Fuck you. I wanted to be able to afford like a nice detail.
I want a new car, brother.
I wanted to be able to afford for someone to steam the seats.
Well, I feel like a whore now.
And I want a new pair of pants.
What's your number, big boy? And you can't change it. You got to do the number you had originally in your head.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
All right.
$800.
You're retarded.
What the fuck?
That's
you don't know how to capitalize on money. It's such a good thing you're not in charge of the
business.
That's a new pair of pants. It's such a good thing you're not in charge of the business stuff.
That's a new pair of underwear. That's a car payment. That's an insurance payment.
That's not enough.
Is it not?
It's never enough.
Okay, think of what's your favorite place to go to eat?
Chili's. No.
Ruby Tuesdays.
What's your favorite place that you go regularly? That you're there that like someone would recognize you?
I don't go. Generations Pizzeria.
Generations Pizzeria.
Sure.
Okay, so you walk in there. You're eating pizza at the Generations Pizzeria. It's a generational pizza at the pizzeria.
I don't go out to eat much.
Like, it doesn't have to be out to eat, it can be wherever. I keep forgetting this thing's here. It can be wherever. Wherever someone would recognize you and go, this is a regular at this location.
The liquor store.
The liquor store near my house.
So a guy comes up to you in the liquor store and goes, I'll give you $800 to shit your pants. And the cashier's like, what? I'm going to watch this right now. And you go, that's the perfect number. I can't believe you just said that. I'll shit my pants.
It's not
right
the perfect
now.
Number, but that's the minimum number.
That's yeah, the minimum number.
The minimum number.
Okay.
That's what I based it
okay,
off.
Okay, the minimum number.
The minimum number for me to go.
$3,000.
But I'm just saying, like, you're
I'm
sitting
my
there.
Money's worth.
Say you're only like 5 minutes away from home.
Yeah.
Fucking, you're sitting there, $800.
Yeah.
That's good for like a week.
I'll tell you a little story.
You got new pants. You got a new haircut. You got new shoes.
I'll tell you a story.
Dye your hair. End
grow
in
a
you
beard.
Offering
move
me,
to another state.
Does it end in you offering me $800 to shit my pants? Because honestly, I might take it.
No, I don't have $800 to give myself.
And that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't you love an extra $800 in your hands?
Yeah, I would. I'd also love an extra $5,000, bud. What are we talking about?
I also love having number. Not shitty britches.
True.
For 25,000.
I'm not going to shit my pants and then get in my Jaguar.
First off, get your bullshit out of here. Second off, how much to replace your driver's seat then?
Of a luxury sedan?
Yeah, I hate you.
I hate you so much.
I know you're right.
Sedan.
I know you're
it's
right.
It's leather interior. It's a lot. It's a lot of money. I don't like, know how much. It's a lot of money.
Here's the thing. I know you're right, but it's not like you have like a new Jaguar.
It's a 2018.
It's decent. That's decent,
it's
actually.
The newest Jaguar of anyone in this podcast, dude.
That's fair.
Dude. It's the newest Jaguar out of all the Jaguars that made in 2019.
Exactly, dude. I'll tell you a little story, and maybe this is what will influence that number. So I was in the Army, as we all know. It took me about 15 minutes to get home, okay? I am about halfway home, about 7 minutes into the ride, give or take. There is a big, like, gas station right before you get off post. Got a couple bathrooms, got everything you could want. It's a mini liquor store. There's a grocery store right there. Everything you could need, okay? I drive by that, stop in at the gas station, and I go, you know what? I don't need to go to the bathroom. I'm fine. Get in my Jeep, start driving back home. I make it 2 more minutes down the road. I go, I need to shit
now.
Okay, so we are 9 minutes into this trip. I've got 6 minutes left.
Yeah.
Within 1 minute of me going, I need to shit now.
The shit was there.
I shit my pants while driving my car.
Full load? Full load of shit?
Yes. Once it's creeping, dude.
What happened? What'd you eat?
I don't remember. To this day, can't remember. I've told this story several times, thought about this several times. Can't remember. You have felt nothing in your life more shameful than sitting at a stoplight in your car. and you're holding yourself up like this. And you are unable to clench your cheeks and hold the shit inside of you.
I actually do know that.
And you drive, and then I drove 5 minutes home without my ass touching the seat of my car.
You know what, Pat?
That's not the end of the story. I got home.
Yeah.
Usually I back into my driveway. Not today. Today there was no time. I park my Jeep. If people haven't seen pictures, at this time I lived in Texas. I drove a Jeep that had a 4.5-inch lift and 37-inch tires. You couldn't just step up and out of this thing. So I opened the door and gracefully as I could jumped out of my Jeep, landed. Close the door.
All the shit came out of the end of his pants.
It was too smushed in. It wasn't going anywhere.
So funny, just,
and as
it was
I,
cold at this point, too.
As I walked, I was like, cold. What's going to make the walk look nonchalant in broad daylight? And so I took a couple steps. I went like this, and then I went, like I forgot something, and then I went, no, it's fine. And then did the pocket check as I walked towards my front door. Got into my house. All my floors are carpet. Got into my house. Thank God my ex-wife was out of town with the dog. I closed the door behind me, shuffle to the bathroom, take my pants down first because I'm afraid
carpets
to take...
in the bathroom.
I'm... No carpet in the bathroom.
No shit.
So I have my pants are bloused up like this, right? With a little thing in them that hold it tight and they
so
scrunch it.
So nothing can escape.
So nothing can escape. So I pull this up over my boots. Like one of those. So I've got it captured here by the calf at minimum. The lowest point of entry is the calf muscle.
Yeah, yeah.
Pull the boots off. Take the pants off. Realize I'm not done shitting. So I sit down on the toilet and I finish taking a shit. Next move, jump straight into the shower. Handle
definitely.
The clothes later.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I clean all those clothes. I did laundry for one set of clothing
wait,
that day.
Wait, 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 wait,
you didn't
wait.
Just throw those pants away, dude?
No. Because it was not in like regular jeans. This was in.
These were my good jeans.
This was.
Those my sleeping jeans.
These are my sleeping jeans.
This
dude.
Was an OCP uniform.
Oh.
And they are ridiculously expensive to replace.
Well, because it's laced with Kevlar.
Yeah. Like $75 a pair.
What?
So, I'm not replacing those. Where'd I put my beer? I'm not replacing those. So I go. I'm gonna wash them, and I'm gonna see how it shakes out. This was like a Thursday. I had
see how it shakes out. Hopefully it doesn't.
I had one more uniform for the day tomorrow on Friday. So I was good for the next day. I was like, let me wash these, see what happens. And then at least I'll have a plan going in. So to answer your question, 5 minutes on the way home in your shit pants. Brother, longer than you think, okay? That is Jesus a tumultuous Christ. Ride.
Golly, dude.
Pat. You did make me up my number.
I am glad because your number was way $1,000.
$2,000.
You didn't think of the shame.
The shame
is shame,
fine.
You bitch.
The shame is fine. The drive.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful. Especially you drive like a sedan now. In a Jeep, yeah. you sit very up like this. You're very square.
Oh fuck.
Okay. So it's and so it's easy to like
that's off road and home.
It's easy. It's
I don't have time for roads. I gotta get home.
It's easy to hold yourself up like this, okay? But in your Honda Accord, how are you gonna hold yourself up, buddy? Where are you gonna drive like this? You can't even do it. You have to
You can do it.
Do one of those.
I could do that.
Drive like that.
I could do that.
You can't do it.
I could do that.
Your abs aren't strong enough.
Brother.
My abs aren't strong enough to do what I just did.
Dude, I did it. I did it in my my old Mustang, my 91 Mustang. Shit myself from football practice.
What year?
2017.
Here's the thing about a 91 Mustang.
No,
you weren't
2017.
91 Mustang.
91 Mustang. Oh, you're asking me the year of the car?
No, I'm asking you the year this happened.
2009.
So it's an 18-year-old car?
Yeah, so when he hammered it, he was...
You also weren't the first person to shit your pants in that car.
That's... I'm pretty sure somebody died in it. There was a blood stain in the back.
Unlike this part or that part?
That part.
Oh, that's a period, brother.
That is...
It was a cop car. It used to be a cop car.
It was Jimmy Hoffa's body.
Yeah, so people get arrested, they can't have their periods now? Racist.
You're saying criminals can't have periods? Criminals can't have periods. Misogynistic and
misogynistic transphobic.
Yep.
Anyway, I drove home like this.
Oh, that's a
what
good
a
idea.
Pro
I don't,
move.
The pro. I didn't pull that one out. For one, Jeeps are cramped. For two,
it was a 91 Ford Mustang.
I'm not saying it was a lot. It wasn't a lot of room. I'm saying it was not very spacious. I get that. Were you in motion, or did you shit your pants and then you got in the car like that? Because I shit my pants while driving down the road.
No, I shit myself before. And I was like, I can't go back into school. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Well,
so I'm going to get
you
my
are
car.
Rightly correct, sir. Yeah. Yes.
So I sat on my foot.
Smart.
And just
You know what's funny too is I feel like that, like, so you, did you, you went, you skipped school technically after you shit yourself?
No, it was after football practice.
He just bounced. Oh, he just bounced.
Well, yeah, no, what I was going
to
say.
He's like, practice over, coach. I'm out. And they're like, Marinosi, you need to shower. And he was like, nuh-uh, coach.
I'll shower at home.
Not today, coach. I got somewhere to be, dude.
It's a team building exercise. We all shower together.
Well, I just thought it would be funny. Like, do you think...
Ricky touched my dick last time. I'm out of here, coach.
Why is it when I look at everyone else's besides mine, mine's the smallest? I'm going home. At least I'm bigger than my dick.
Why do we sit on like a Baltimore accent?
I'm going home.
I'm getting him.
I do like to think though, like, I think you could get away with a lot of stuff if your excuse is just simply, look, I shit my pants or I have diarrhea. Mm. And I think everyone would go,
oh.
Yeah.
Like, I think like Rudy could skip school and then like the next day, they're like, we watched you leave the building. Why'd you leave? I pooped my pants.
I poopied.
Go back to class.
I was in special ed classes.
Were you?
Yeah. I had an IEP.
An IEP? I thought they only gave those to girls to prevent pregnancy.
That's an IUD.
I was also thinking of an IED, but I was like,
That's a you thing.
Yeah, that's yeah.
That's an improvised explosive device. I've watched CSI.
Yeah, this guy IEP. Must know a IEP. Lot about IEDs from the CSI.
Yeah. Pressure cookers. The Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
I know how to make IEDs.
So do I.
Make one right now.
All right, he's got the propane tank here.
First thing you need, shit for the gas. You need shrapnel.
Poop
you ready?
Your pants.
Are you ready to shit your pants right now, soldier?
Sorry, sir! I was going to say, you know what my favorite weapon is, I think, of all time?
Go ahead.
Do you know the blunderbuss?
Yeah.
Yes.
How you could just stuff shit in it?
Yeah, forks and spoons.
Yeah.
Fuck it! Fire! What do we got? The silverware!
Was that Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, wait, was that an actual thing? Oh, sure.
Well, no, they did that in Pirates of the Caribbean where they loaded the cannons on the pirate, on the Black Pearl.
Yeah.
They loaded the cannons with silverware.
Black Pearl.
Yeah, because remember the pirate that gets one eye, he gets nailed with a fork. And,
oh,
and
yeah,
then
and it
like,
sticks in his eye and then the fork. Yeah.
Is that the original? Is that the original?
I don't remember. It's been a while since I've seen them.
That's the original one?
That's the, yeah.
The original?
That's the genal one.
What?
Seasons? Oh, basically gendered.
God.
Oh, they'll never get rid of me.
They'll never get rid of me?
Can't afford to.
Aggies won't get rid of me. Texas A&M loves me down there, bro. Loves me down
loves
there.
Me down
loves
there,
me down there.
My nerd thing is I'm relearning Yu-Gi-Oh!
Up to what point?
The gay point.
The
so
last,
right from the start.
The last deck that I had that I actually played with. Because Stevie was like, hey, if you want to duel sometime, I want to duel. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
What the fuck?
So now I gotta relearn my deck.
Well, the question is,
yeah.
Like, where in the anime or game?
God, it's gonna be.
Like, is it old or is it like that new, like, XYZ?
No, not XYZ. I never got into that. It's probably like right after it was super, super popular. Probably like a couple years after that. Fusions are still in it. Rituals are still in it.
Yeah.
All that stuff. But like no XYZ monsters and stuff like that.
I don't know if I still have my Yu-Gi-Oh cards that I left
there. Yeah, dude, that'd be fucking sick. I literally have so many cards you could make a deck out of my cards.
Anyway.
Did you ever?
Did you ever get into any card game as a kid? Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh?
Nope.
You like Pokemon?
I had cards, but I wasn't like, I never played the game.
I would be Gengar.
I would be Gengar.
Nope. I never played Pokemon, card game.
Never played the game.
I've only played
games.
Yeah.
Didn't like the games.
What?
Who the fuck are you?
The Game Boy games?
I didn't get it.
You didn't get it. You caught your best friends, and they worshipped you as a god.
Yeah, but I didn't realize there was a story until, like, legit, like, sometime this summer, the guys at work explained it to me, how there's, like, a whole bunch of shit going on. I was like, I had no idea. And they were like, yeah. And I was like, well, excuse
the
fuck out of me.
The original Game Boy games?
But here's the thing, though. It's like, it wasn't like a whole bunch of shit was going on.
It was minimal.
like at least
that's what I mean. I played them, but like it was like it wasn't enough to keep my attention, so I didn't.
The stories now are very like fleshed out and shit.
I wouldn't.
That's what I've heard.
I wouldn't like that.
It's not. It's too much.
It's too much.
Just go back to the old.
Let me be a kid. Let me be a kid. Catch some cool looking shit.
I want to be fucking champion. That's it.
That's it. I just want to beat the what is it? The final four?
The Elite Four.
The Elite Four.
Yep. It was too like boring. Like, I couldn't figure out where to go, so I was like, yo, fuck this. This is dumb.
Crazy.
There's this fucking hill. I can't get up it. Then when I go past it, I can only go down it. I can't go back up.
Why is this doctor getting chased by a zigzagoon?
I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense.
What was your favorite one? I have two.
Pokemon?
Pokemon video games.
Oh.
Game Boy.
God, dude. Fucking Silver was amazing. Silver was such a good game.
I think I was a little
what made
after
it
that.
Better than the other games?
Like the new ones?
The sprites were...
No, just what made... like
the sprites were leagues better than the originals. The originals obviously have the nostalgia factor of it.
Wait, do you just mean against any game?
No, what...
No, he
what,
means against the series.
What, like... Okay, so like Pokemon Silver. What makes that better than fucking Ruby? Or Emerald, or whatever the fuck.
Ruby and Emerald are pretty similar to Silver and Gold.
So Ruby and...
I don't even see the difference.
Okay, so the first... It's all about generations.
Sapphire.
So the first one was like Yellow, and that was a very, very early broken type of video game.
Yeah. The next one... You could do a lot of shit in that that was not meant to be done.
The next one was Red and Blue. So Red and Blue had the original 151. They were originally 151 Pokemon.
Yeah.
So that's what you get. And then the second one, which I believe was Ruby and Sapphire. I could be wrong.
Silver and Gold.
Okay, but that was a rehash of Yellow.
No, Silver and Gold was the next region. So it went Kanto, Johto.
Yeah.
Johto was the next area. And then Ruby and Sapphire was the next one after that, which I don't remember the name of it. But
Kanto. When you play the game, Kanto was the original. What's different about the game that makes it better?
The Pokemon.
The Pokemon? Okay.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
That's so every new
like,
game.
It was like they are structurally development very similar.
No, no, no. Yeah. Here's
structurally
that,
very similar.
That's the problem with Pokemon games now is for the mid-2000s up until like Sapphire was good. I think the first like one or two DS games I heard were good.
Yeah.
Diamond and Pearl and shit.
Diamond and Pearl were good.
But after that, it just became just too
once they started getting like...
And the Pokemon became less imaginative.
Yeah. Like, oh, here's a ice cream clone with a face.
It's yeah. Like, what? Like, it's think they have like a phone charger.
And it's like Rotom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I didn't know. Didn't play him, so I was like.
Yeah, so
didn't play
him.
I don't know didn't what the fuck him, so you guys like, are talking about.
Didn't mean shit to me.
Here's all you need to know for Yu-Gi-Oh, Pat. I got
two phones.
Hold on, what's his name?
Dark Magician.
I got nine words for you.
Hit me.
Exodia, the forbidden one.
That was not
instant
nine words.
Fucking win. You draw all the cards, you summon them, you win automatically.
Yeah, Exodia the Forbidden was a group of five cards, and you can only have five cards in your hand in Yu-Gi-Oh! And if you got all five of those cards at once, you could just go. I win.
Literally.
I'm sure that actually still works today.
It still probably does work today, but just there's so many counter moves and shit that it's like, oh, take two cards away. Like, go to your graveyard and all that shit. But back then, it was like, that was, if you had, first of all, it was so hard to fucking get Exodia from the packs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, when you found one, you were like, holy fucking shit.
I had like
dude.
The right leg.
I think I had the head.
I think the head was the hardest one to get.
The head was the hardest one.
And then the limbs were a little
The limbs
easier.
Were less hard, but still hard to get. I only had like...
And what's
no,
the rarest,
the
Rudy?
Then.
The original packs, what was the rarest?
Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Blue Eyes White Dragon.
I had one of those.
A Blue Eyes
did
White
you really?
Dragon?
Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah. I did too. And cool card. And a kid stole it from me growing up.
Yeah.
Did you beat the shit out of him?
No, he was older than me.
I had an original Venusaur. Fucking first edition Venusaur.
You know what's funny?
It.
I had an original Penisaur. It's not getting better. Go on about your stupid card game.
I had an original Venusaur first edition, and I traded it because Gianna wanted a Ninetales. And then I found out that card is worth a fuck ton of money now.
Oh, yeah.
How
a
much?
Fuck ton of money.
Thousands?
Like thousands of dollars. That card is worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah, the originals.
I'm a retard.
We didn't know.
We didn't know.
We didn't know.
We didn't know.
Like, honestly, though, that shit blows my mind. Cards being that expensive.
You want to okay? You want to hear something that's gonna make you get mad?
I don't like it. I heard like Logan Paul, one of the Paul brothers, likes it, and I was like, "Fucking, I hate it. I don't care anymore."
For me, yeah. For me, which I guess is true of all industries, it's nostalgia bait. But like, how much are you willing to pay for nostalgia?
Do you want to hear something fucking insane? So my dad has been collecting Superman comics his entire life. He was born in 1957. So he like had he
from
had
like 70
original comics. He had he had one of the original Action Comics Superman comics. Moved out of his mom's house.
I know. I already know.
He goes home one day because we're like kind of like hard on our luck and shit. He goes, "Hey mom, where are all my comics?" Because he was going to sell them.
Yeah.
She goes, "Oh, I fucking threw those away years ago." Fat Pat, I'm not kidding.
Did you just call me Fat Pat?
Fat Pat, I'm telling you right now, brother.
No.
This is my fat era.
Dude, I'm not kidding. Could have bought a house. Could have bought a house with,
I don't doubt that.
With the comic books that he had.
Don't doubt that.
He still gets pissed to this day when he talks about it.
I don't blame him. I get pissed too. Dude,
he's honestly like, though, here's the thing. Moms back then, they grew up in the 30s. They don't fucking know.
This is nonsense.
But
get
like
rid of
now,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
but
taking
nowadays,
up space in my fucking basement.
Yeah, they just
get
think
it out.
They think it's a book.
But
yeah.
Nowadays, if you collected shit as a kid, or if you fucking have a kid that's collecting shit, hold on to it.
Yeah.
As weird as that sounds, like Funko Pops, they had their popularity. Then they dipped.
Yep.
In 15 years, Funko Pop goes out of business. What was the first Funko? I want the first Funko.
Yeah, dude.
My brother just bought a comic book. He pre-ordered it, okay?
I like this kid already.
And he's got so many comic books. He pre-ordered one. I don't remember what it was. I want to say it was something to do with like Red Hood or Batman or something. Ooh. And
same universe?
For the... Well, I don't remember who the character was.
Okay. Red Hood is cool.
Red Hood is his favorite character. That wouldn't surprise me, but again, I don't remember. It's one issue. This was recently. Yeah. It just came out. He pre-ordered it for like $20 or whatever the fuck it was. They canceled it.
Oh, yeah!
They canceled it before the first comic came out.
But, because the girl?
The girl. Because the girl. The Charlie Kirk thing.
But a lot of the comic book stores kept their pre-orders, so all the pre-orders were honored.
Yeah.
And got shipped out. Everything else is going to get like destroyed or whatever. So he has a copy of a cannot print again comic book that is brand new. The price has already jumped up to like a couple $100, I think.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, give it a year.
Yeah. It's already jumped up through the roof.
Because right now,
he just picked it up.
Because
right
now, he
doesn't
need the money, dude. He could hold on to that for a very long time.
I think he's going to.
Fucked on a money.
Well,
he goes a lot. He goes. Every other
the
at
book
least,
that was canceled
least,
because of a political assassination.
Yeah,
but
but not only that, the rarity of it being like this is there's no other comics in this storyline. This is it.
Yeah,
it's there's
it
no
was meant
variant
to be seven?
Seven issues.
Yeah, there's no variant covers.
Nope.
There's no recopies. There's no continuation. It's the first issue. That's it.
Because I would say, for me right now, the only people looking for that because I did hear about it. Mm. But I don't give a shit about comics.
Yeah.
So the only people that want it right now are mostly like nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, this or collectors. But yeah, if he holds on to that,
it's gonna grow in value. Like
if
crazy.
He reads it once,
I wouldn't. Even
I wouldn't even read it.
I wouldn't
I'd put it
that.
In a sleeve and I'd fucking put it away.
What's the point of reading it? You're never gonna know how it ends.
True.
So what's the fucking point?
Yeah, that's true.
But dude, my dad did that with Death of Superman. He bought every single one. He never opened them.
Yeah, you just buying them.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He bought two of each one.
Yeah.
One so that he could read it, and one so that he never touched it again, dude. They're sealed.
A lot of guys do that.
Crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Crazy.
How much He's do you think those are?
Death of Superman, dude. That was the original death of a like serious superhero.
Yeah. What's your dad's address?
And that's the original, like, when they were first printed, right?
Yeah.
This isn't reprints?
No, this was back
so
in
much
the,
money.
This was back in the 90s?
I don't know, a couple grand.
Probably, yeah.
Grand Budapest Hotel?
Yeah.
Hated that movie.
Never saw it. Seemed gay.
It was so gay.
Seemed super gay.
Wait. Because I do want to keep talking about this, but I want to yell at you for that.
Okay.
What do I do?
What do you mean?
I'm freaking out right now. Okay, no. So yeah, comic books and stuff, like, this probably would have been a lot of money, but it's a similar story.
Yeah.
So growing up, I used to collect WWE action figures.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
You know, but here's my thing. Here's why I know they would probably be worth nothing. I would paint them red for blood. And I would do, like, pretend matches.
Yeah.
I was a kid. No, fuck you guys. That's cute.
And do you hear about Dan Soder playing with his action figures?
No.
He would play with his action figures when he was, like, 15 for all his wrestling guys. But he smoked. So the story is that, he would go outside and, like, stand on the side of the house and be like, I'll probably make Eddie Guerrero WWE champion.
Yeah,
yeah, like he would do stuff. Like
I think that. Eddie Guerrero's gonna win the championship today.
Yeah,
dude, I might have.
I was so gay. I was so gay for a minute, like maybe a month. I had on my wall.
Oh boy, Trish Stratus, I worshipped it.
What's gay about that, brother?
No, that's not gay. This is gay.
About that.
Notebook pages that I would
draw his own Trish Stratus posters.
No. I would draw a shitty portrait.
Yeah.
Put down their names, their weight, their height, their accolades, and I had a Hall of Fame on my wall.
That is gay.
Brother.
For just wrestlers?
Mm-hmm.
That's gay. That's gay. I hate to break it to you.
The one I know that I remember is Andre the Giant.
I will say that's gay. When it comes to wrestling, I still, like, to this day, I'm still like, I don't watch wrestling at all, but I'm like, I fucking love John Cena, dude.
I respect
fucking, he was like my guy.
I respect
as I was a
wrestlers.
Kid. Yeah, 100%, because it's not easy what they're doing. When they get career ending injuries, they really are career ending. It is staged, but the risk is, like, still there.
Of course.
I grew up and I was like, you know, John Cena is the man. And then now today he's, like, in Peacemaker and I'm like, you know, John Cena is the man.
Yeah,
fucking anything he's in, I'm like, I'll watch it. I don't give a
shit.
What about
Friends of Baldy?
Well,
here's where I'm gonna break your heart. What is more important to you, John Cena or patriotism?
Oh. He did apologize in Mandarin.
John Cena's huge Beijing head.
I don't even know what that means.
He's a huge sellout for China.
Yeah.
How so?
He's
I don't
learned,
dig into the lore. I see him on TV and I go, I like that.
He's learned Mandarin. One time he accidentally recognized Taiwan as its own country.
Yep.
And since China thinks it's theirs, he apologize in Mandarin for recognizing Taiwan.
Sounds like he's a patriot.
Hundo.
For recognizing Taiwan as their own country. Sounds like he's a goddamn patriot.
He recognized
them
and then took it back.
He didn't take it back.
Yes, he did.
He's protecting state secrets.
He said, Hundo. That means I'm sorry. Please don't fuck
me. He recognized Taiwan and then
China
got
mad. Well,
yeah,
he's one man. What, is he going to take on fucking China? That doesn't make any sense.
No, but he'll say
he's an American hero.
No.
Yes, he is.
After that China shit, I don't know.
No, I don't buy into that. I don't think that's true at all.
You know who's an American? Brock Lesnar.
No, who's more of an American?
I fucking hate Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, dude.
I hate Brock Lesnar.
What?
And his daughter looks like shit.
Jesus.
And I mean it.
Wait. How dare you?
I mean it.
What?
You don't like Wes Anderson movies?
No, I like Wes
Anderson
movies.
But you like Brock Lesnar.
Doesn't make sense. No, I do like Wes Anderson movies. I just didn't like that movie. It felt very, it was too weird.
Which movie is that?
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, never saw it. Seems stupid.
You've never seen any Wes Anderson film. You don't even, you literally don't even qualify.
Name a bunch of them off the top of your head. Don't look them up.
Okay. Wes Anderson. Is it Bottle Rocket?
No.
Grand Budapest Hotel?
No.
The Darjeeling Limited?
No.
Fantastic Mr. Fox?
No.
Yep.
The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou?
No.
Yep.
The French Dispatch?
No.
Isle of Dogs?
No.
Yep.
What's the new one he did? The Polynesian Affair?
No.
Something like that?
Oh, the one with, what's his name?
Dolly Does Texas.
No.
Are you talking about that new one with Benicio del Toro?
Yes.
That's the only one that looked
and
interesting.
Like Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
That's
the only one that looked interesting. I'll tell you why I haven't seen the other ones. Titles of the movies fucking suck. So I'm not going to watch them. They sound too smart.
The Royal Tenenbaums.
I wish I could live in your head.
They sound too smart to be good movies. You know what's a good movie?
John Wick, Chapter 4.
John Wick.
Joe Dirt.
I just watched that movie
twice in a row.
No, I watched
same one.
I watched Sisu. That's a fucking good movie.
What?
Sisu, you don't know about that?
No.
I'm just kidding. God. But see, it's a Polish word that cannot be directly translated. What the movie is about is it takes place in World War II, and a Polish commando-turned-prospector finds a large chunk of gold, and he tries to transport it to a bank, and a bunch of German soldiers think that they could just take it from him and kill him. Turns out he's very hard to kill, and he kills all them. That he doesn't speak.
I'm a prospector.
No, he doesn't speak a single line in the whole movie until
I'm
the end.
I'm a fucking Sisu.
And then he walks into the. Well, I'll tell you what it means in a second.
Right,
he walks into the bank, all fucking disheveled, bleeding, rode up on a fucking Nazi motorcycle, gets out, dumps all the gold on the counter, and goes, "Bills, not as heavy to carry around." End credits, and I was like, "Yeah!"
Jesus.
I was like, that's the only thing he said the whole movie.
So what's Sisu?
Sisu cannot be directly translated, but essentially what it is that it's a very strong will or determination or drive towards something. And basically this guy was unstoppable, not because he was stronger or faster or smarter, but because his ambition was impalpable.
The Book of Eli.
The Book of Eli is a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
You know what that you know what that has going for it? That fucking Blacks. Wes Anderson or whoever the fuck doesn't have? Denzel Washington, easily understandable movie title.
That's fair.
Fuck.
That's fair.
Pat wins, dude. Pat wins, dude.
Point one for the home team.
Yay.
That's not true. Remember, we debated this before, and you took my side after I convinced you we did a role play. The Natalie Portman thing, where you were saying something like, "Oh, I have it so I can like change my future or whatever." I'd have to look back. It's one of the first episodes, but I was thinking about that the other day, and I was
"What
like,
the fuck are you talking?"
You gotta listen to the first few episodes of the show,
guys. Listen to the old episodes,
Jaybird.
Guys,
let us know. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you know this argument.
Yeah,
let us know. I know for a fact that this is the case.
Well,
well,
this is the end of a very tired Rudy Tuesday episode.
Yeah. I'm fucking good. I didn't even talk about work today. Work was fucking ridiculous.
You talked about yelling at a retarded guy or something.
No, he's a 63-year-old man with cancer. I yelled at him about
football.
Sounds
like his lungs are retarded.
I yelled at him about football. Before that, I showed up to work 15 minutes early.
So did I.
And they closed off the entire parking lot. Didn't say shit. So then I had to drive to a different parking lot and walk to work. I showed up to 15 minutes early to work. I clocked in 1 minute late because of this walk.
And they were like, "Pat, we need to talk to you."
It was bullshit, dude. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Do you want to say bye to the people?
Which people?
Black people.
Bye.
White people.
Bye.
Asians.
Bye.
Native Americans.
How?
Bye. Yeah, I don't know what they say.
Serbians?
Do they speak English?
No.
Bye.
Italians?
Visual.
French.
Fuck off.
Irish?
Bye.
Spain?
Bye.
Russian?
Bye, but drunk.
Japan?
Oh, bye, but with a samurai sword in my hand.
India.
Bye, but with a bead in my head.
Mexican.
Bye, but with a sombrero.
The Philippines.
Bye, but wearing a like really, really clean clothes.
Australian?
Bye, but wearing really dirty clothes.
And New Zealand.
Bye, but with a weird a weird I'm better than you kind of air about it.
Oh, South African.
Oh, bye, but like really white.
Bye.